please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about tragedy of trans mayor. Well, let's go. Yes, today I saw this on the feminist website called Redux. Yes, these people hate men and transgendered people. Why? Because women only want to be women and they want no one else to join their womanhood. So, yeah, they weren't crying about, you know, destroying male spaces. Now that they have people invading their spaces, they don't like it. Hypocrisy much, right? Yes, this article says, U.S. Men's Magazine awarded Pulitzer for article memorializing transgender mayor who posted photos of local women to porn sites. Yes, like I said, feminist stuff. It's okay when women put pictures of their own bunghole online, but when someone else does it, it's not okay, right? And who wrote this? Genevieve Gluck. Gluck, 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 gluck. I'm sure that's the noise that she makes when she's going down on somebody, right? Well, let's see what she does, right? Keep me safe, my sweet, from this feminist cunt. Just saying. Yes, look at this chick. She's ugly. Who wants her? I don't. Well, let's see. Genevieve is the co-founder of Redux, okay? And the outlet's chief investigative journalist, which with a focused interest in pornography. Fun. Sexual predators. Ooh. And fetish subcultures. Oh, this chick would have been right up my alley. It's too bad she's ugly as sin, but whatever, right? You know what? I'm not surprised if this chick is a pet parent. And I bet she has incest with her fur baby, right? Oh, shit. Anyways, it says she is the creator of the podcast Women's Voices. Like we need to hear their dumb shit, right? Which features news commentary and interviews regarding women's rights. Oh, yeah, the right to be a disgusting degenerate. Right, lady? Yes, you like sexual predators. I bet you're one yourself. Just look at you. You had 1,000 cocks there. And according to you, it's probably 1 billion. Yikes. Yeah, I'm sure this chick is just writing all this stuff because she hates men. Hey, it's not our fault that she has penis envy, right? Just saying. Anyways, American Men's Interest magazine Esquire has been honored with its first ever Pulitzer Prize for the publication of an article mourning the death of a transgender mayor who has been posting photos of local women to porn sites. Hey, maybe this guy was their, whatchamacallit, their agent? Yeah, the talent agent or whatever you call it. Trying to find some work. I don't know, maybe. The now deceased Smith Station Mayor F.L. Bubba Copeland committed suicide in late of 2023 after a damaged expose was released by 1819 News, which published the sick details of his secret online transgender double life, one that including pinning erotic fantasies of murdering local women. Oh, yeah, well, this guy did have some sick appetites. I do too, but this guy is, my shit's vanilla compared to this guy. Maybe not so vanilla, but I guess I'll be splitting hairs. And my alter ego is just talking shit about people on the internet. I'm not right here posting nude pictures of chicks. Even though chicks, they don't need you to do that shit. They do that shit on their own, so really, what kind of crime were you doing? Just saying. I know this is a feminist article, but really, this is bullshit, but whatever. Announcing the reception of the prestigious award on May 5th, Esquire described their article written by Mark Warren as extraordinary, deeply moving account. Uh-oh, it sounds like someone has penis envy, don't you think? What a bitch, right? Anyways, where was I? Moving account of the beloved cross-dressing Alabama Mayor Copeland, who took his own life after a right-wing news website exposed private online activities he'd engaged in that involved transgender roleplay. Yes, this guy was pretending to murder people and putting them on porn sites. Yes. Guys that dress in dresses, they have some kind of weird fetish. Yeah, it's weird. Some people say they're serial killers, like Buffalo Bill. I know he's fictitious, but some people do that stuff. Yep. With great sensitivity, Warren, an author and former longtime editor at Esquire, interviewed scores of Copeland's friends, family, townspeople, and fellow congregants in order to render a heartbreaking account of the man's final days and to portray the full scope of Israel's grief-stricken, perhaps counterintuitive response of the small southern terrain with all its rich complexity, said the Esquire editorial team in their statement. In doing so, he illuminates how very much was lost and Copeland was driven to despair. The story explores themes of immediate, even urgent relevance, our evolving norms of gender and sexual difference, the brutal culture wars that have us tearing at one another often without thought or regard, the profound effect of social media on our lives, and astonishing power of the internet. So you say, lady. The article titled Right-Wing Media and the Death of an Alabama Pastor. So the dude was also a mayor and a pastor. Okay. An American Tragedy lauds Copeland as the heart and soul of his community. Yeah, and what kind of soul was that, right? Well, enjoy. It opens by depicting Copeland's, I guess people are coping now, right? In his role as a pastor at the First Baptist Church of Phenix City, Alabama, on the last Sunday of October of 2023, just days before he would commit suicide. Hey, you gotta go, right? It be what it be. Bubba would often... What? Bubba? It's not Bubba Gum Shrimp, is it? I doubt it, but anywho, Bubba would often talk about how his life had been suffused with a grace that was beyond his comprehension. Yes, and that's why he had to take himself out so he could comprehend, right? Sorry, when you take your own life, God doesn't like that, and doesn't that give you a one-way ticket to hell? Well, if, I don't know. I'm not a religious person. I was back in the day, but you know, you don't use it, so you lose it. Anywho, he believed that he was the essence of God. Oh yes, delusional, huh? And today he was telling his congregation that if God could love him, of all people, that it was sure sign that God loved everybody created in his image, Esquire editor Warren wrote. Yeah, but doesn't Leviticus says that a man should not lie with another man or something? I'm not sure if you're gay or nothing, but maybe. Who knows? But also, didn't the Bible say you guys aren't supposed to wear dresses and women ain't supposed to be wearing pants? Yeah, something like that? But I don't know. I could be wrong. However, the bulk of the 11,000-word essay focuses on Copeland's friends and family, with very brief mention of the disturbing behavior demonstrated by the former mayor, revealed by women who came forward to disclose how he had stolen their identities or used them as props in fetish content. Oh yes, and look at this dude's picture. He's a fat bastard. You shouldn't trust fat people, because fat people are narcissists and selfish. That's why they're fat. Just saying. Among the revelations were that Copeland operated multiple secret social media accounts where he had been posting transgender fetish content and graphic sexual narratives across platforms. Yes, he was cross-pollinating his degeneracy. Enjoy! Copeland shared photos of himself dressed to resemble a blonde woman, and in one of many disturbing short stories he published online, Copeland, who owned a local grocery store, wrote about watching women on in-store security cameras, then saving the videos for his private collection. Oh, that's what he does. He has his private little spank bank. Enjoy! When engaging in erotic cross-dressing, fun times indeed, Copeland used the name Brittany Blair Summerlin. Huh, weird name. At least a portion of his cross-dressing alter ego was stolen from the identities and likenesses of other women, just like Buffalo Bill. Yes!
Will you fuck me? I will fuck me.
On white horses. Ansley Summerlin. Oh shit, this dude took her last name. Oh, who alleged Copeland approximated her identity, told local news WTVM after his death that she had discovered her name and likeness posted to multiple porn sites. Oh man, that's some fucked up shit. Imagine someone doing a likeness of you and putting it on like YouPorn or X-Hamster or some shit like that, and you taking things up your butt. But it's not you, it's this guy. Oh shit.
I had some people start sending me photos that were posted of me. Oh, multiple porn sites that also had pictures of Britney as well.
What's wrong, lady? You don't like when someone's impersonating you? Well, why you women start impersonating as men? Stop LARPing as men, and maybe dudes will stop LARPing as you. Just saying.
He proceeded to use my first and middle name on these sites. There were about 9 sites now that have 5 or 6 photos of my face and my name across the internet, Sutherland said.
Oh shit, this is your fault. No, it's not your fault. This guy's just a degenerate. He's just a pig and he thought you were pretty. So he thought he just needed to destroy you.
Another woman who declined to identify herself stated that she had also been victimized by Copeland. Uh-oh.
It said my first and last name, and it was basically describing the way that I look and intensified, I guess, as a porn star. The
identified woman told WTVM. Yeah, she turned into a whore, which she probably already, but this guy just brought it to light. Well, who knows? Shit is what it is, and now this guy can tell his story because he's... Well, it is what it is.
And it went into very graphic detail. I didn't get past the first page because I honestly couldn't stomach it.
Bullshit. I'm sure you sucked up all kinds of things, right? Even canine. Don't bullshit me, lady.
As previously reported by Redux, Copeland posted transgender fetish content on his Tumblr account while promoting the use of feminizing hormones for men who wish to become a whore.
Yes, who doesn't want to be a whore? Yes, let's all become whores so like that. It's all normalized. Yes, do you want to see Gonzo Jean dress? Nope, no you shouldn't. Even though I got the legs for it. moving on.
The theme of bimbofication extends throughout his online persona, with Copeland expressing arousal and enjoyment at the thought of being reduced to a feminine sexual object for male use.
It's just funny that people that wear dresses like that, a lot of them are serial killer. It's just a correlation, just saying.
During his final public address to his church, Copeland responds to some of the revelations by saying his online fetish behavior was a hobby to relieve stress and portrayed the article as internet attack.
Wait a minute, aren't you saying that you're trying to end people's lives and you're dressing like them? Like, what kind of weird shit is that? Are you trying to be like a body snatcher? Yeah, you're snatching something. Yeah, you're stupid, dude. Good thing you're not here polluting the gene pool anymore. Just saying.
Congregation, church, Facebook, I have been an object of an internet attack.
Well, yeah, you're fucking around and you found out. You shouldn't put on a dress and start taking other people's identity and doing perversions, because then this came back and bitching the ass.
Yep, you doxed yourself. Yes, if you like doing some weirdo shit, don't be in the public eye. Just saying.
Copeland said, the article is not who or what I am. Yes, I have taken pictures with my wife in the privacy of our home in an attempt of humor because I know I am not a handsome man nor a beautiful woman either. But you're supposed to be a priest and a mayor. So you think wearing a dress is something that priests do, that pastors do, or whatever you are? Yeah, and then you're also a mayor too. And you're wearing a dress. You think someone's going to take you seriously? I wouldn't. But, I guess if you die by the retard... No, what was I going to say? If you live by the retard, you die by the retard, and you, sir, are retarded. There you go.
I apologize for any embarrassment caused by my private personal life that has gone publicly, he said.
No? Whatever, dude. You do you, man.
Well, you're not here anymore, so whatever. However, at the time, the full extent of his twisted fantasies had not yet come to light. You know what? I agree with this feminist cunt. This guy was doing some stupid shit and now he came out and bit him in the ass. So yes, Gansu G and this feminist trash believe this as much, at least. So hey, even a broken clock will be right twice a day, right? You know what? I was going to try to put this on YouTube, but I need a little bit more to finish this. But it was going to be over 15 minutes long. And I don't want to verify with fucking YouTube because fuck those pieces of shit. Fucking assholes. So like this is not going on YouTube. I'm going to start saying wherever the fuck I want, right? Yeah, look at this nigger get their ass kicked. Fuck them. Yeah, nigger kite Jew. Nigger, nigger, nigger. Kite, kite, kite. Jew, Jew, Jew. Suck a dick, peoples. Fuck them. Now, can I start a GoFundMe and I can get $1 million? Oh, I just did it for free. But whatever, let's continue with the story. Nor had the several women who were personally impacted yet spoken about being used in Copeland's private... Oh, fuck, man, this is so fucking funny, right? Impacted yet spoken about being used in Copeland's private and personal fetish content. Oh, fun times. Shortly after this faggot suicide, anonymous sources shed light on erotic stories authored by Copeland and posted to Victorama, a self-publication platform for erotic stories. Ooh, so this guy's putting his degeneracy of him getting fucked and being a woman, right? Oh, okay, whatever. Copeland authored at least four tales centered around becoming a woman, while his first story, titled Becoming Christine, he was rated G for lack of graphic content. Of all of Copeland's subsequent stories were rated triple X. Ooh, do tell. In the two-part story, The Recruit, Copeland weaves a first-person account about a young man who becomes a she-male in order to make it in the porn business. What the fuck? So he becomes a she to do porn. What the fuck? This is some weird shit. This is like some Ranma and a half. Yes, every time you get him wet, he turns into a chick. Just like this weirdo. What the fuck, man? Why do these people want to fucking eat dick so bad? Gender dysmorphia. But no, I'm the one that's wrong because fucking I'm the one that's not wearing a dress. That makes me wrong, but when you wear a dress, you're right. Fuck you, I'm not putting that shit on. Eat a dick. That's their problem, right? Eating dick. The story opens with Copeland writing, "That feels so good. Deeper, deeper. Hit it, daddy. Harder. Oh, yes, yes." What the fuck is wrong with you, buddy? Sorry, fellas. I think I'm going to have to tap out on this one. I was reading up ahead, and the article's only halfway. I thought I was going to be a quick read, but that fucking Genevieve Gleck chick, she's a hardcore feminist. She just goes on and on talking shit about guys and white trannies and men are bad for women and all this shit. It's like, you know what? I don't want to hear that shit, so I'm going to tap out. So you guys just be better than these people. Yeah, fucking feminist bitch ruined me fucking talking shit about a goddamn tranny. What the fuck, man? You fucking made it bad. But I'm already tired and this thing burned me out. So fuck this. Well, you guys be good and do the best things you can and possible and keep on stacking those dollar bills, man. Because if not, you're gonna end out in Troontown. And nope, you don't wanna be drinking under that bottle shit. So goodbye, farewell. And I'll leave you with Tulsi Gabbard talking shit about fucking stuff, so goodbye.
Here are the undeniable facts. There are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. According to the U.S. government, these biolabs are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Ukraine is in an active war zone with widespread bombing, artillery, and shelling, and these facilities, even in the best of circumstances, could easily be compromised and release these deadly pathogens. Now, like COVID, these pathogens know no borders. If they are inadvertently or purposely breached or compromised, they will quickly spread all throughout Europe, the United States, and the rest of the world, causing untold suffering and death. So in order to protect the American people, the people of Europe, the people around the world, these labs need to be shut down immediately, and the pathogens that they hold need to be destroyed. Instead of trying to cover this up, the Biden-Harris administration needs to work with Russia, Ukraine, NATO, the UN to immediately implement a ceasefire for all military action in the vicinity of these labs until they're secured and these pathogens are destroyed. Now, in addition to all this, the US funds around 300 biolabs around the world who are engaging in dangerous research, including gain of function, similar to the lab in Wuhan, where COVID-19 may have originated from. Now, after realizing how dangerous and vulnerable these labs are, they should have all been shut down 2 years ago, but they haven't. Now, this is not a partisan political issue. The administration and Congress need to act now for the health and well-being of every American and every person on this planet.